Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour, and they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit truegreen.com, TRUGREEN.com, to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
The tournament is here. BetOnline is your bracket headquarters for this season, with the best bracket contest out there and odds, lines, and info on every game and every round right up until the national championship. You can access the most up-to-the-minute wagering information anytime from your desktop or your mobile devices, and even track your bracket real-time all the way through the tournament. Head to BetOnline today and get in on all the action. Remember to use promo code BLEAV, that's B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, the game starts here.
Tiger fans, welcome back to another episode of Tiger Talk with the 1400 Club. I am the Corey C. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast. We don't want you to miss a single episode. You can find us on YouTube, the Apple Podcast app, Spotify, you name it. So be sure to follow the show and tell every Tiger that you know. And remember, when you support Tiger Talk with the 1400 Club, it all helps the cause, which is the I love Jackson State University. And we are back with a special guest for March Madness, the Jackson State Lady Tigers, back in the big dance. Big task ahead against the UConn Lady Huskies. And joining us is the radio voice for the UConn women's basketball team, none other than Mr. Bob Joyce. Welcome to Tiger Talk with the 1400 Club.
Corey, thanks for having me.
We're ecstatic to have you. We appreciate you taking the time out. So how are you, man? How are things going for you as you prepare for, I mean, this is an annual party for UConn, let's be honest. So probably just another day at the office for you, I guess. But I'd imagine it never gets old and it probably still get pretty exciting for you.
No, this has been, I've been doing it since the 2001-2002 season. You know, when you mix men's basketball, a little hockey, a little baseball in there for us, it's a busy time of year. But yeah, you get geeked up for it. Maybe not as excited this year because, you know, we get to go to Portland and, you know, potentially
gotta win
two games first rather than Albany. But, hey, look, the Huskies, it's been a very interesting year once again with all the injuries. But as long as they have Paige Beckers and Aaliyah Edwards, you take your chances and go from there. But it's been a fun year. It's been a unique year again. I mean, the previous two seasons thought you couldn't get any worse. And here we are. I mean, the Big East championship game. The 14 kids on the roster, 7 were wearing sweatsuits, 7 were in uniform. It's just been one of those years. You can't make this stuff up. It's been a most unique run, and hopefully this is the last year we see this.
Absolutely, yeah. So you said a mouthful. We want to dive off into all of that, but you know, let's go back to the beginning of the season. Number 2 in the AP preseason top 25 poll. And, of course, as you said, finished the season as the Big East tournament champions. But things did start out kind of rocky, at least from on the outside looking in. And the team lost 3 of its first 6 games. And yep. I know the team – you mentioned the injuries. I want to definitely get into the injuries later. But despite that, the team went on a roll. And the only losses for the rest of the season were to Notre Dame and South Carolina. And both those teams are top 10 right now. In South Carolina, of course, number 1 and undefeated. But talk about those early inconsistencies and how the team turned things around.
Well, at first, I think the team was still trying to reinvent itself with Paige Beckers back in the lineup. What her role would be, how the players could play off of Paige. I don't think they had really understood that, especially when we went to North Carolina State and got beat by the Wolfpack, who obviously, you look at the 5 losses, I mean, they're all 1 or 2 seeds, and they're all ranked higher than UConn. That's the wild part of this. But I think they were still trying to find themselves, and then they started to a little bit against Maryland. But it wasn't until the 4th quarter of the Texas game when they put in the 4-guard set with Aaliyah and things started to click. And ever since then, starting with the Ball State game, it's been the same lineup, minus Aaliyah, of course, with the two games she missed in the Big East tournament. that has worked all season long, at least for the remainder of the season. The Notre Dame game, I think they kind of got away from going into the post to Aaliyah in the second half when it was working early in the third, when UConn was able to get back in the game and tie the game. Too much Hannah Hidalgo, of course. And then South Carolina, I mean, they just came in waves. And they had the depth and they had the answers. And UConn's offense was a little bit too quick in Gino Auriemma's mind. Quick shots, not enough flow in the offense, maybe take a little more time off the clock. But ultimately, we knew that was going to be a tall task in Columbia anyways. But I thought they handled themselves fairly well, given the circumstances, especially the young kids. So here we are now, a rotation that consists of three seniors, although Paige is coming back for her redshirt season after the knee injury, and then four freshmen. You know, that's a big ask in the NCAA tournament, but as long as number five is in the lineup, and as I said in the Big East tournament, that's not a five on her shirt, that's an S. You have her, you've got a chance. So it's been an interesting year. You know, the four-guard set of K.K. Arnold and Ashlyn Shade particularly, I mean, they've played more minutes than you could ever thought they would ever have played this year, this season, given all the injuries. But they've handled it pretty well. Ashlyn's got a really good mid-range game. I think Gino Auriemma has been really pleased between what she and K.K. have done from the three-point line. I think better than what he expected. K.K.'s been outstanding on the defensive end, 78 steals. That leads the team. Paige is right on her back with 73. And, you know, Nika's still the glue to the UConn team, regardless how good Paige and Aaliyah have been. But Aaliyah has probably been the most consistent from a seasonal standpoint that she's had in her UConn career. She had a downfall in her junior year in February, but really consistently start to finish, Aaliyah's had a really good year. They have found themselves. The Big East has not really been that competitive for them. They've had halves here and there that have been good, but then they pull away and find ways to get it done. Maybe the second St. John's game in stores is probably the toughest test they had start to finish. But quite frankly, you know, we knew going into the season the Big East was down a bit. But given all the injuries and the way they dominated, that was pretty impressive. And so here we are now. The NCAA tournament begins. Any game could be the last games in a UConn uniform for Nika and Aaliyah. And we'll see how far this takes us.
Right. So you've mentioned Paige a few times already, and undoubtedly we were going to talk about her at some point in this interview. I was actually curious or interested to see how long it would take for her name to come up. And I was wondering who would mention it first, me or you. And it took you about 15 seconds to mention her name. So let's just talk a little bit more about her. I mean, she's a household name in women's college mm-hmm. basketball, and she was just named a USBWA first team All-American. So congratulations to her. The accolades and honors just continue to stack up. And of course, she suffered the devastating ACL injury prior to last season and had to miss the entire season, but mm-hmm. she was absolutely outstanding in that Big East tournament, averaging about 28 points a game. So talk a little bit more about her season and how well she's been able to bounce back from that injury.
Well, you might remember when her freshman year at UConn, she was the point guard for this team, and to some extent the point guard in the 22 run to the national championship game. But now that Nika and KK are there, she's kind of had to reinvent herself a little bit, which actually has made her a better player. She played the three and the four spots. Wow. There was a point where in the starting lineup, she wanted to be referred to as the power forward or the forward for the Huskies. But she's had a very good year. I mean, she is just a super smart basketball IQ kid. She doesn't like the game. She doesn't love the game. She lives the game, as she tells us. And it took some time, you know, to readjust off the knee injury to get the confidence back, to see what she could do and obviously mesh with her teammates. But the one area that has really impressed me this year, I mean, you look at her blocks numbers, she has 47 blocks on the season. She had 12 blocks in the Big East tournament. I mean, she's really good. And the thing about Paige, she's got longer arms than you think she does. She's surprisingly long at 5'11". So on the perimeter or going up against maybe even a player an inch or two taller, she can get up a little bit and able to do that. But she still shoots the ball exceptionally well. She puts in a ton of work in the gym, finding ways to create offensively. You know, some of the shots that you may say, well, you know, that doesn't look like a shot she would practice. Well, she does. And that's why you see the payoff, like the shot she hit the three against Marquette in the Big East semifinal and the third that basically put the nail in Marquette's coffin. I mean, that's a shot that she'll work on. She'll work on those half-court shots at the end of practices. but she's been so efficient too. I mean, she's shooting 54%. You know, when she goes out and scores 20 plus, you're not looking at most of the time at high shot numbers. She's very, very efficient. And that's something that Gino has always preached to his great players. She's had to carry the team offensively this year along with Aaliyah. I mean, Aaliyah's at close to 700. Paige is at 725 right now, which right now is the eighth best single season number in UConn history. Maya Moore did it three times in the top 10. And Katie Lou Samuelson's in that area too, along with a couple of other great names. But, you know, when Paige is up there in a single season list with Maya Moore, that says something. Yeah. And it took her the same amount of games to get to 1,000 as did Maya Moore. So you're talking about a young lady that is a very special player, kind of a forgotten player with the knee injury last year. You know, when people like Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese step up, and then this enormous class of great freshmen across the country. But Paige has found her way to get back in among those big names and maybe not talked about as much, but if she, you know, helps her Huskies put a run together here, that name Paige Beckers will certainly be standing out. And it's no secret that our game on Saturday is going to be on ABC because of UConn and the, and, you know, the fact that Paige Beckers gets so many eyeballs put on her.
Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. And they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com, TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley. For the love of home.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Absolutely impressive when I hear it. And you, the names that you mentioned, especially when you talk about the story program, UConn, and you mentioned her name in the same sentence as people like Maya Moore, and it's how she's climbing up in the record books. That just says everything that you need to know about Paige. So that's definitely a person, that, like I said, a household name that we all know about. So we'll get a chance to see her up close, some personal this Saturday. But you also mentioned Nika Mule as well. You mentioned she's still the glue, and she's one of the best. We talk about the record books at UConn. She's one of the best passers in the program's history, right? Getting up there in top five or four or so in assists.
And she's two now.
Number two. Okay. Wow. Okay. So, man. And then on the defensive end as well, two-time Big East Defensive Player of the Year, who happens to shoot 41% from three. I mean, the stats and accolades really speak for themselves, but summarize what she brings to the table.
Nika is the toughness of this team. She's a young lady from Croatia who's always had that toughness, stubbornness in her. Gino has been able to kind of wrangle that in a little bit. But given the fact that with all the injuries that they went through last year, basically the entire offense ran through her last year. And she had, you know, she had the school record for single season assists last season. Well, she's the only guard in UConn history that's had two 200 assist seasons. Because they share the ball so much, that usually gets spread out. Well, even with KK, who's close to 100 assists, Paige is over 100 assists, to have someone go back-to-back years with 200 assists at UConn is unheard of, and she's eight assists away from Mariah Jefferson's all-time assist record at UConn, 659 to 651. So that's huge for Nika Mule. Now, I did a preview on one of our local stations this week, and I thought Nika has to be considered an X factor in this tournament for UConn. Yes, she's shooting 40% from three. She's putting a ton of time in the gym on her shot. So it's not like you could lay off Nika anymore and, you know, think that she's not going to make a three-pointer. She's been very efficient, 45 of 111 on the season. She does average 6 assists per game, 6.5 assists per game. But she does average close to 3 turnovers per game. And in the bigger games, the higher profile games, she's been more turnover prone than you would expect. I mean, the biggest one was the Ohio State game last year, where nothing went right in the second quarter for any member of the team. It was like any decision they made was a bad decision. They turned the ball over like on their first 10 possessions without even getting a shot off against Ohio State. And that's when the Buckeyes were able to get the, you know, pull away and get the margin of victory. But Nika's got to take better care of the ball against the higher profile teams, not try to make that terrific pass, try to thread the needle between two defenders to get it to Aaliyah. She's got to make the smart pass, the smart decision. She likes to go over the top to Aaliyah, especially if a defender's fronting her. She likes to go over the top. She's got to be able to connect on that. But Nika's got to keep her emotions in check and manage the game well. And if she's able to do that and get some help from her teammates to make shots, she's going to be a big piece. When she fouled out against Notre Dame early, I mean, she got herself in a foul trouble in the first half and then fouled out early fourth quarter. That's when things really fell apart, especially on offense. She just manages the offense so well, and having the great pieces like Paige and Aaliyah in there and now Ashlyn averaging double figures, I mean, that's a big part. But when Nika's gone, you miss a lot managing the offense, but you also miss the defensive end. Now, yes, she's not the defensive player of the year in the Big East this season, but she'll take the best player on every team and say, hey, I want to guard this player for as long as I'm up there and do it to the best of her ability. She's pretty quick. She's able to front you, and she's a really good rebounder, too, for a guard. So she's just the glue, and I can't wait to see how she performs over the course, hopefully, of the next 3 weekends. But it's one game at a time, obviously.
Right. And you've also mentioned Aaliyah Edwards a couple times. Yeah, a big boost to that lineup Saturday with her return. Of course, the 6'3 forward, third team All-American a season ago. And she was also just named to that USBA All-American team, second team selection. Mm-hmm. Now, she suffered a broken nose in the Big East. I think it was the quarterfinals, and she missed the final 2 games of that tournament. Coach RM expects her to be 100%. That's what I'm hearing. I'm ready to go. She's a player that he has said he expects her to be a top 7 WNBA draft pick if she declares. UConn, of course, still managed to win the tournament without her, but how different and how much better is this team with her in the lineup?
Oh, tremendously better. She's the most athletic, at least forward, in the Big East. I mean, she runs like a gazelle. She gets out in the break, you get her the ball, and you'll get rewarded for it. I mean, from a scoring standpoint, her best scoring numbers of her career, almost 18 a game. She's still consistent rebounding, close to 300 boards on the year, 10 boards per game. Really good on the perimeter defensively. One thing that you'll see on Saturday, Corey, is when the guards for Jackson State are on the perimeter, and even maybe even a post player on the perimeter, she'll hedge out and double team. And she gets a lot of steals that way. She's got over 50 steals on the season, and she'll convert those into points. But she's quick. Her mid-range game has gotten much better as the season went on. She really struggled for the longest time. I mean, UCLA, when we played them in the Cayman Islands, forced Aaliyah to try to take a lot of mid-range shots, and she wasn't very good in that particular game. And I think that stuck with her for a while. But second half of the season, that 15 to 18-foot range, she's been a lot better. And so that's opened things up for her. She drives to the basket really, really well. If you're one-on-one with her, she's got some great moves. And her presence, she's been a lot more physical this year. She's just been tough. But the most important thing for Aaliyah, she's been consistent start to finish. She has not had any drop-offs at all this season. And now with the broken nose, she broke her nose preseason last season. So the mask that she wore, she'll wear that throughout the NCAA tournament. She just needed some time for the swelling to go down. She's back at practice. We talked to her selection Sunday. She's good to go. So she'll be back in the lineup, and knock on wood, let's hope it stays that way.
Yeah, you mentioned that protective face mask. Like you said, that's not new to her, because last season it was that she wore that mask as well for the majority of last season, if I'm not mistaken.
She pretty much wore it all last year, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Last season. Wow. So nothing new for her with that. But so talk about – I want you to talk a little bit about the identity of this team. Like, what are the biggest strengths, and where would you say the team likes to hang its hat?
Well, the dirty little secret about UConn is their defense. Everyone for years and years and years have raved about offense, and they're unselfish. Absolutely. That's what Gino wants. Great ball movement is what they like to call Tara Vanderveer calls it, beautiful basketball. And that's what they've done for years, hang on their hat. But their defense has been better as the season's gone on. Now, granted, they're not going to get any taller. They're not getting players back because of the injuries. It is what it is. Even without Aaliyah in the Big East tournament, the semifinals, against Marquette and Georgetown, I mean, they really collapsed in the zone. Anytime a post player in the post got the ball, there were two, three players around trying to slap the ball loose, double team, and basically challenging others, like, you know, the lesser known players on those teams to take the shots. I'll give you an example. Rose Nkumu of Marquette and, the backup point player, the backup post player for Marquette. I can't think of her name off the top of my head. But anyhow, those were the ones that were taking shots early and not making them. And that played right in the UConn's hands. They were taking the ball out of Liza Carlin's hands. They were taking the ball out of a Jordan King's hand, their outstanding point guard. And then the same thing in the Georgetown game where they took the ball out of the hands of Kelsey Ransom, making other people try to beat him, and they couldn't do it. So the kids have followed the scouting report well. They do get a lot of steals. They have a lot of active hands. Obviously, Paige leads a team in blocks, and Aaliyah's second in that department. But other than Paige, they don't block a ton of shots. But they just get after it, structurally sound. Sometimes the younger players will get out of position and they might get burned with a three-pointer. But all in all, it's been a work in progress. It's gotten better, at least against the Big East teams. But the one thing that has really hurt them all year is if you have a quick, slashing, attacking guard, that's been a bugaboo for UConn. It started with Saniah Rivers, North Carolina State. Rory Harmon, before she got hurt for Texas, was a big, you know, hurt UConn really bad. Kiki Rice of UCLA, the same thing. Hannah Hidalgo just absolutely murdered UConn, attacking the basket, getting into the inside. So that's been one of the big weaknesses for UConn. And you know, if they are able to get to, let's say, past Jackson State and play Syracuse, I mean, they have Deja Fair, who's that same kind of type of a guard that will attack the rim. That's something that UConn has to deal with. And, you know, going forward, if it gets to that point, they have to deal with that and they have to shore things up. But all in all, I think it's been a surprisingly good year defensively for the Huskies.
Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour, and they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit truegreen.com, TRUGREEN.com, to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Impressive considering, and we've talked about it, we've mentioned it a couple of times or alluded to it, the injury. So just where this team sits now with all those injuries, I don't know if I've seen anything like this before. I mean, a very deep roster heading into the season, but absolutely ravaged by those injuries. Five players that I'm aware of were lost for the season at some point. 6'5 center, Jana L. Alfie, 6'1 guard, Griffin, 5'11 guard, Fudge, 6'2 forward, Ayanna Patterson, 6'2 guard, Caroline DeCharm. So, and you mentioned earlier one of UConn's strategies, double teaming the post, things like that, and forcing those other players who aren't used to taking big shots, making big shots, forcing them to step up and basically beat them. So what players on UConn's team have had to step up and play a bigger role with all those injuries?
Well, obviously the three biggest ones, Ashlyn Shade, KK Arnold, because of the fact they've started and playing more minutes than you could ever imagine. Ice Brady has come along the last month better than anybody could have ever thought. And of course, you know, with Aaliyah out the last two Big East tournament games, she wasn't coming out. She played all 40 minutes in both games and she produced. She kept it simple though and basic because she has this tendency to get into foul trouble. Or at least it had that. But she didn't really get in any foul trouble in the two Big East tournament games where she played all 40 minutes. Obviously, she got some help from Paige Beckers on dribble penetration along with Nika Mule to, you know, find herself to get open, be ready for a pass from those two. And she was able to convert, had a good tournament, was 10 of 17 in the tournament. And she made all tournament honors for her performance in the last two games. But those three have really had to step up for them. The one big weakness about UConn, especially now with Aubrey Griffin out, and that was huge in January, they don't have that game changer coming off the bench, you know, that can really impact a game like Aubrey could. So athletic, so dynamic on both ends of the floor. You know, she has major ups, outstanding rebounder, outstanding defender, and they don't have that right now. Maybe Ice, with a little confidence, what she had in the Big East tournament, can take that and carry it into the NCAA tournament to be maybe a little bit of a game changer off the bench. But what these seven have done since all these injuries have occurred is pretty impressive. And, you know, like I said at the beginning, the Big East tournament championship game in the semifinals, half your roster was in sweatsuits. I mean, it's just something that I've never seen before. You mentioned Jenna Al-Alfrey, the Achilles last July. I know the coaches at the World Championships were raving about her to Gino. That's a big loss because she was going to take over Dorka Juhas's role in the post to help out Aaliyah Edwards. That didn't work out. AZ tears her ACL before the Maryland game the week, you know, 2 days before in practice. Caroline still has had neck issues from the concussion issues that she had last year. The plane trip to the Caymans really messed her up bad, and she's never been the same. Wow. And she's getting better. So, and I don't know if she'll ever play again. I mean, that's still to be determined. Patterson's coming along. Fudd's coming along with their surgeries. They've done really well in their rehab. But, and now Amari DeBerry, who's on the, you know, one of the deep ones on the bench, had a concussion before the Big East tournament. Gino says he doubts she's going to play again this season, if at all. So, yeah, it's just, you know, I mean, we've seen this the last 3 years here at UConn in various and sundry ways, but nothing like this where you've had so many season-ending injuries. It's just something you just shake your head at. And, Corey, I know, you know, that AZ and Paige are best friends. They've been together 3 years on this roster. They've played 17 games together in three seasons.
Wow.
That's insane. It is insane. It really is. But you just can't make this stuff up. It's been bizarre.
How many players are expected to be in uniform?
They'll have seven. Wow. The seven will be, let's see here, Arnold, Edwards, Samuels, Beckers, Mule, Shade, Betancourt, Brady. That's it. So, yeah. So, 1, 2, 3, 4. So, they'll have eight.
Okay, eight.
Yeah.
That's something. Yeah, like I said, I don't think I've ever seen that on a basketball team, at least a ton of injuries. But they continue to win, obviously, again, winning the tournament. And Jackson State, obviously, is an underdog coming into this game. What would you get? And I'm not asking you to answer for the coach, but if you had to guess what Coach R.E.M. is stressing to his team to do Saturday or to avoid doing to keep JSU from pulling off the upset, what do you think that one thing would be?
Well, having done some prep today, it seems like you have to keep Jackson State off the foul line. I mean, they're taking 24 free throw attempts per game. That's a lot. And I know they have some size, so that's something that you kind of will have to deal with. I don't know how quick Angel Jackson is in the post. I know she's 6'6" and has 95 blocks on the season. How can she handle, you know, Aaliyah's quickness in the post? That will be a big question. But I would think get off to a fast start. You know, try to not to give Jackson State any confidence coming in. But, you know, Jackson State, I mean, they played. I mean, I look at the non-conference. It's pretty impressive who they played. And they beat St. John's, who gave you kind of devil of a time in stores. I mean, we smoked them in New York, but they always seem to play well up in Connecticut. And I see you beat them by four. You gave Mississippi State a game. You gave Miami a game. You guys went to Texas like UConn did. And I don't think Harmon even played in that game. I think she was already hurt by then and lost, you know, got beat up pretty good. But I would say this, don't take this Jackson State team lightly. And if I remember right, they gave LSU a heck of a scare a couple of years ago down in Baton Rouge. So, and the one thing about UConn, they don't take their opponents lightly. They respect everybody. That's the beauty of this team. They don't take anything for granted. They worked their tails off in preparation for the tournament. Geno's been down this road enough where he knows you cannot take anybody for granted. If you do, you're going to get beat. And he always prepares his team well. We've got a great atmosphere at Gamble. It's not a regular season game, so I don't know how the student section will be, at least for Monday or for Saturday. But we have a great student section. It's a phenomenal atmosphere. I mean, sometimes you walk into Gamble for the first time, you see all those banners between the men and the women. You have 16 national championship banners hanging in Gamble, and you kind of get intimidated by just the uniform. If Jackson State goes in there with an open mind and just plays reckless, carefree basketball, why not? But UConn just got to defend well. They've got to rebound well. I mean, Jackson State's got some size, and I would think they got some athleticism. I mean, they're averaging 43 rebounds per game, 16 on the offensive glass. Now, that tells me two things. They're an okay shooting team, but they get after it on the glass. And surprisingly, UConn's been really good on the glass maybe in the last 2 months. I mean, they got beat on the glass good by Georgetown the first time they played, and that was the first game without Aubrey in the lineup. But since then, they've been really good on the glass, at least holding their own. They even held their own pretty good against South Carolina, which has a lot of size. But they've got to defend. They've got to rebound. And obviously, if they turn Jackson State over, you got to make them pay on points off turnovers, which is something they've done pretty well this year too. But it'll be a great atmosphere on Saturday. You won't be disappointed. And the fans, we'll get into it. It'll be a fun Saturday.
We're looking forward to that atmosphere. I mean, it's a pretty long drive for us, so I know we're checking the flights as we speak. So we'll see what the crowd looks like from the Jackson State standpoint. We love to travel now. We will travel. We'll get on the plane and bus, whatever it takes. So, obviously with UConn, a historic program, that'll be something new for us. You mentioned that pre-conference schedule for Jackson State. Head coach Tamika Reed, she's really good about intentionally scheduling those Power 5 programs to prepare her teams for moments like this. And so I don't expect this team to be a deer in headlights. You know, we've played, like you said, LSU a couple years and had them on the ropes with a couple minutes to go. But UConn, a different animal. So we're definitely looking forward to it. For those fans traveling, I know you mentioned maybe some rain, weather issues coming up.
Mm-hmm. Better than snow, though.
Absolutely. But yeah, we are looking forward to this. Fun fact, this is not the first time that Jackson State and UConn have met in the postseason, believe it or not. Previously, though, it was on the men's side way back in 1993.
That's right. That was that an NIT game?
NIT, first round.
Yes.
Absolutely. Jackson State went in there and got the win. Beat UConn 90-88 overtime. It was a thriller led by the Jackson State great NBA champion Lindsey Hunter. He dropped 39 in that game. And I remember that UConn roster, man. It was loaded with
few. What year was that? Do you remember what year that was off the top of your head?
93.
That long ago. Wow.
Yeah. Donyell and Donnie Marshall, Kevin Ollie, Travis Knight, Scott Burrell. I mean, is loaded with talent. So that's a big game in Jackson State history. And this UConn women's team loaded with future pros as well. So I know Jackson State is hoping that history can repeat itself. That's what we're hoping for. All right. Other than that, hey, again, we thank you. Appreciate your time. Looking forward to it. Saturday, 12 Central, 1 o'clock Eastern. For those fans who can't make it, it will be on ABC. Jackson State, the Lady Tigers versus the vaunted UConn Lady Huskies. Looking forward to it, Bob. We really, really appreciate this.
Corey, my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
All right. Take it easy. Take care.
You too, man. Thanks for the time.
Tiger Talk with the 1400 Club is presented by Bet Online.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley, in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.